The question for today is, Jesus said he did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Matthew 5 verse 17. Didn't he mean that he was setting aside the law, not by abolishing it, but by completing its purpose? The word translated fulfill in Matthew 5 verse 17 literally means to fill or make full. Jesus fulfilled the law, or made it full, by stripping it of all the erroneous interpretations that had been added to it by men, and by restoring its original meaning and intent. The remainder of the chapter provides several examples of how Jesus restored the true purpose and meaning of various laws while exposing the false ideas that had been added by men. For instance, some of the Jews of Jesus' day saw the divorce law of Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 as a license for divorce. But a careful examination of the passage reveals that the purpose of this law was to discourage divorce. Knowing this, Jesus brought to light the good and perfect will of God regarding the divinely ordained institution of marriage. See Matthew 5 verse 31 and 32. Another example is the way some interpreted the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth law. This law was part of Israel's justice system and was to be administered by the judges. Exodus 21, verse 22 to 25. Unfortunately, by the time of Jesus, some were citing the law as an excuse for personal vengeance. Jesus clearly recognized this error. See Matthew 5, verse 38 to 42. Many of the erroneous interpretations Jesus was dealing with came from the Pharisees and other religious parties. No doubt, as he exposed and refuted their false teachings, the angered religious leaders accused him of trying to destroy or abolish the law. That's why Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law." To underscore the fact that he did not come to abolish the law, Jesus added, "For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5, verse 18 and 19. A clue as to whose erroneous interpretations he had in mind throughout his discourse lies in the next verse. "For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of God." Verse 20.